Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Mem Gimel, mitzvah 443. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, we are in the second of the three mitzvos that are related to eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. As we know, as we mentioned, in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, there is a mitzvah say to be Mafrish, Maaser Sheni, after I took off Truma, after I took off Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni is for me. I bring that to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So that is a mitzvah say. There is an Isser de Oraisa to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. As we mentioned last time, that Isser only applies once I brought it into Yerushalayim, and now I take it out of Yerushalayim. And if I just eat Maaser Sheni before I even bring it into Yerushalayim, which is the more probable case that would happen, somebody doesn't want to schlep it up, so that is not going to be a full Isser de Oraisa. The Rambam says that's going to be Makas Mardus. Maybe that'll be an Isser Aseh, but that's not going to be the regular Isser. That's what we said last time. Ein Chayav and Malkas al Achilaso, Ela Imkin Yochlu Oso Beli Pidyon, Achar Shera'a Pnei Habayis. After one already, it already saw the inside of Yerushalayim. So the Torah delineates three separate Isurim relating to that. Last time we spoke about the Isur of eating Maaser Sheni grain outside of Yerushalayim, and that applied to all five grains that we know of in Halacha. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. The five grains. It does not apply to rice, doesn't apply to any of the other grains that one might have. That Isur only applies to Dagon. Today's mitzvah is Tav Mem Gimel. That's based on the next word in the Pasuk. As we said, what is the pasuk from? Lo sucha lechal b'sharecha. You cannot eat in your gates. Ma'asar degoncha. The maaser sheni of your dagon, your wheat. Next word, v'tiroshcha. That's today's mitzvah, one word. V'tiroshcha, or your wine products. Wine, grapes, anything related, that also is included in this iser. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Shal lechal maaser sheni shal tirosh chutz li Yerushalayim. Sh'ne'emar lo sucha lechal b'sharecha v'tiroshcha. And the Isser is the same exact message as was discussed earlier. So again, this is obviously related to something that we mentioned in the past. That is, there is a major machlokas rishonim that affects many mitzvahs. What is chayiv and trumas ma'isros midaraisa? Midaraisa, what is chayiv and trumas ma'isros? So Rashi and Tosfos say all over Shas, 5, 6, 7 places, that it is only dug on tirosh v'yitzar. Where do you get that from? This pasuk right here. What does it say about ma'isros sheni? Dagon, Tirosh, V'yitzar. These are the three mitzvahs that are three objects that are mentioned. Wheat, wine, grape products, and olive products, oil, and the like. That's what's Daraisa. Rashi and Tosva say that's it. Oranges, pears, tangerines, and for sure vegetables, which everybody agrees to, but all of that is Trumas and Maaseros Midarabanan. That is Rashi and Tosva and Rov Rishonim. But the Rambam says all fruit are Daraisa. Right, I says ma'isa d'choncha tirosh v'yitzarecha. Okay, those are special, but really all fruit are chayiv and trumas ma'isros mida oraisa. That is the Rambam, and then we quoted the Ravid in the past that maybe there's no chiyuv like Rashi and Tosfos say, but there is a kiyum that if I did it, one would be chayiv. There are some other rishonim, the Smag and others, that say maybe Maaser Sheni is different. We're going to have to get back to this when we get to the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni later in Sefer Dvarim. But it could be, even if Trumas and Maaseros don't apply in the limited fashion to Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, maybe Maaser Sheni might have a different status. So we'll have to see that, Rav Hashem, when we talk about it at a later date. The Minchas Chinuch says, if you look in Os Aleph, what is the shear for the Isser? Just like we said last time, the shear for the Isser Achila is probably a Kizayis. So here he says, Vashir hu revius yayin. Liquids always have a revius. De la elba achila shir bekizayis. Earlier, it was an eating mitzvah or an avera, so it's a Kizayis. Vekan b'shti ashir berevius. And here it is a revius. The Minchas Chinuch, if you remember last time, had the suffix. Maybe Chatzi Shir is even more chamor because it's more of an Isser Aseh from Betar Ta'akesef. But either way, Lamaskana, Pashtus, it is a Kezayis and a revius. All of Averis have a revius. And mitzvahs have a revius. Anything to do with drinking, that is the Shir that was given. Halach Lamo Shavi Sinai, a revius, revius halo. How much does one have to drink? Let's say for a mitzvah, let's say Kiddush. Kiddush, how much does one have to drink? Does one have to drink a revius? We paskin, no. The Shulchan Aruch says one has to make a kosher bracha, has to be a revius, but all one has to drink is a rov revius, which is a mali lugmav, which is a cheekful. Pesach has different rules. Pesach is the only night of the year where there are different rules, and l'chadchila is kalakos, next best is rov kos, and then third best is rov revius. Right? So that's different because it's dal kosos is a separate mitzvah. But either way, regular isurim, the isur is revius. Right, let's say a nazir drinking wine, the isser of drinking wine for a nazir, would also be a revius. Point one. Point two, the Menachas Chinuch also mentions in Os Beis that, as we know, the Isser only applies once it is in Yerushalayim. What happens, asked the Menachas Chinuch, and this is not his kind of question, the Gemara asked the question. He quotes on the top left column in Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadi Aleph regarding Otsar Shabbos. Let's say I carry out a cucumber from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, and I carry it out only halfway. So half the cucumber is out in the street, and the other half is still in my house, and then I go back in. Am I chai for carrying out a cucumber? Do I split the cucumber? You carry it out half. Or do I say, no, it's agud. It's connected to what's still inside. So it didn't go out yet. So that's something that applies to Hotzah Shabbos. That's something that might apply to other areas of halacha as well. But here too, he asked the question. If you have a barrel of wine, v'nire, says the Menachas Chinuch, d'b'yayin gamkein, hadin, imchatzi chavis lifnim, imchatzi chavis bachutz, what if I have the barrel, I put the barrel of wine half and half into Yerushalayim, havili ki'ilu nis'ariv mechsal mechsa. So you're going to tell me half the barrel is in and half the barrel is out, and now it's all mixed in, and now I know what to do, so I have to be machmer, v'inum b'achaya barov. Bikamakam Sarachian says, I'm not sure exactly what the halach is, and this relates to many other sugyas. He quotes a breira and a bittel v'chul. Either way, this is today's isser of eating or drinking meiser sheni products related to wine outside of Yerushalayim. We didn't mention it last time, but if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Seder, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Meiser Sheni, the Rambam quotes, there are actually eight mitzvos. You might even say nine, but eight mitzvos that apply uniquely to Meiser Sheni. What am I thinking? If you ask the average person on the street, how many mitzvos are there to Meiser Sheni? Maybe the person will say two, maybe three. Mitzvah b'tevah Meiser Sheni. This is an Israel of Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And maybe they'll say vidui Meiserus, which comes up later in the Torah in Kisavo. But the Rambam counts eight. There's a mitzvah to be ma'afresh ma'iser sheni. That's the one mitzvah zasei and vidui ma'iser. All the others are lo zaseis. Right here we have three. The three yisurim. You're not allowed to eat dagon, tirosh v'yitzar of ma'iser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat ma'iser sheni ba'aninus when one is an onain. One is not allowed to eat ma'iser sheni betuma when one is tummy, a separate isur daraisa. One is not allowed to use ma'iser sheni in Yerushalayim to buy anything other than something that could be used for personal benefit. If I was Podef, I changed it onto money. Now I bring the money to Yerushalayim, I have to use it for food, or for drink, or for smearing, sicha, something where I get personal benefit. So all of these are the Isurim. I think I mentioned all of them. The 80 Isurim relating to Meiser Sheni, quoted here at the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchot Meiser Sheni. Just read the first halacha. Achash Mafrishin Meiser Rishon B'chol Shana. Mafrishin Meiser Sheni Shenemar Aser Ta Aser Eiz Kol Tvaras Arecha. U'bashana Shlishis V'shishis Mafrishin Meiser Ani. Chilav Meiser Sheni. As you mentioned, in the year 3 and 6, Meiser Sheni is off, Meiser Ani is on. That substitutes for the mitzvah. So seven mitzvahs related, so we are in a cluster of three mitzvahs. This mitzvah obviously reflects the Kedushas Yerushalayim. So let's take them for a moment, a couple of minutes. We have the chance to speak a little bit about Kedushas Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has tremendous status. We dive in towards there every day, and in Yerushalayim we dive in towards the Makam HaMikdash, but in two ways. There are Mekoros that point to the Yerushalayim being the spiritual center of the world, and Yerushalayim being the political center of David HaMelech. It's the home city of the capital of Am Yisrael and of Eretz Yisrael. Where do you see it's the spiritual center? It happens to have the Beis HaMikdash in it. But what about the rest of Yerushalayim? Who says that's the spiritual center? So that's also pretty mefurish. The Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavtes, we know the last parak in Rosh Hashanah, Yavtash Rosh Hashanah Shcholias B'Shabbos, but Mikdash are you talking of Alo B'Medina? When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar, like Zera Darabba. But in Mikdash, they used to blow shofar. In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar, even on Rosh Hashanah, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash B'Chulu. What does Mikdash mean? So Rashi, wherever this concept comes up in Shas, Rashi says, there first, what is Mikdash versus Medina? Mikdash means, as you would have thought it means, Beis HaMikdash. Medina means outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rashi. Rambam, there in Pirush Mishnayos. He says in a few places in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is an expansion of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam. And therefore, when it says they used to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos in the Mikdash, it meant that throughout Yerushalayim, They blew shofar when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. Where does the Rambam get this from? That Yerushalayim could be an expansion of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe it's because if you look in the Torah uses the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, to describe three different places. Lifnei Hashem sometimes means in the Azara. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Harabayas. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means all of Yerushalayim. The same term. How could the same term in front of God mean three different places? The answer is because it's at root, it's the same Kedusha. The same Kedusha, it's the Kedushas Ha'aron, which expands to the Kedushas Mikdash, which then expands to Kedushas Yerushalayim. It's one idea. Rav Schechter has this in Be'ikvei Hatzon. He quotes Rav Soloveitchik, V'tfei Nira. He says, Matzinu b'Torah Lashon Livnei Hashem b'Gimel Mashmauyos, D'lefamim kol yakol ha'ir Yerushalayim. Like where it says, V'yachalta sham lefnei Hashem alokecha b'maiser d'gancha. By Maiser Sheni, it says you have to eat it lefnei Hashem. That's obviously, you don't have to eat Maiser Sheni in the base of Mikdash. All of Yerushalayim, the Kashem Kalam Maiser Sheni, Uluf Amim, sometimes it refers to Harabayas, as it says, Bachatzotzvot Svakol Shofar, Hariyu lefnei HaMelech Hashem. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that we blew Chatzotzros and Shofaros on Harabayas. And then we have Lifnei Hashem, which means Mamish in the Azara. Beginning of Ayikra, you have to do Shechita of Karbonos. V'shachadas ben Abakar Lifnei Hashem. So how could you have the same phrase referring to all three? The answer is because Yerushalayim is an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. It's the spiritual center, the spiritual heart of Am Yisrael and of Kedushas Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein even writes in his commentary, Drash Moshe, in Vaeschanan, that just like there is a greater mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and no mitzvah to live in Chutz La'aretz, there is a greater mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, in a certain sense, than to live in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Why? There's no more mitzvos that you do. You're right, you could only eat Maaser Sheni there. But does that constitute, that's not a mitzvah tluya. But so therefore, why? So he says, Rav Moshe says, "Upashut shegama mitzvah he b'shvil zeh ladur b'makam makdusha af shelo yizdami lo l'kayim she mitzvah satuliyas ba'aretz." It's an amazing Rav Moshe. V'lachein gam yish mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoter m'yibishar Eretz Yisrael af deleka mitzvah satuliyas b'Yerushalayim levad ha-mitzvah d'bayi choma nimsa she'etzem hadira einu mevi yeser mitzvos v'rach mishulah kedusha yi mitzvah. And he says it's inyan gadol if one has that opportunity. So there is an idea of Yerushalayim being the center, the spiritual center of Am Yisrael, right? And Maaser Sheni is a reflection of that. Just related to this, Derech Agav. I don't think we mentioned it before. So it's a beautiful, people talk about it. But there's a beautiful chiddush of the Bikurei Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the author of Aruch Laner, his first sefer that he put out was the Bikurei Yaakov. This was Bikurim of Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger in a sefer on Hilchas Sukkah. So he puts together three different ideas to come up with a big chiddush. First of all, Pasuk and Chumash, that we know, in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was to shake a lulav all 7 days. Doraisa. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, the first day, Lokachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon, Pre-Yitzadah Kaposta Marim. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, only 1 day. Inside the Beis HaMikdash, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yamim. Step one. Step number two, our Rambam. Yerushalayim is Mikdash. When it says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim, step two. Step three, the Rambam Shita, that Yerushalayim has Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. Kitchel Shaita v'Kitchel Asilavo. The rest of Eretz Yisrael might not, but the Kedusha of Yerushalayim flows from Mikdash, and therefore it's Kitchel Asilavo. So the Kedusha flies Bizman Hazeh. Says Rebbe Yaakov Ettlinger, if that's true, so then Lechora, the mitzvos of, let's say, Dalin Minim, Doraisa, all 7 days in Mikdash, but if you say Mikdash means Yerushalayim, so there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav, Bizman Hazeh, in Mikdash, which is old Yerushalayim, all 7 days. And that's where the Bikur Yaakov comes up with this chumrah, that Rav Yashiv was Makayim. Every day of Sukkot when he was well, Rav Yashiv used to go to the Yerushalayim Ben Achomos, the old city, and there shake a lulav again, even if he did in the morning. That was a Derabbanan mitzvah outside of Yerushalayim. But now he's doing it, that's just Zeichel HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But you go to the old city, now that is, according to putting all these Rambams together, it could be a mitzvah d'oraisa today of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Alkeichem Shivas Yamim. This is the Bikur Yaakov in the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches, and he says, V'lo ra'isi lechon me'aposkim marishon v'achronim, shizkir davar mizeh, ashu bar lani has died. He says, I think it's 100%. And I don't know why nobody ever said anything like this. So you got to work on exactly why nobody else suggested it. Umisha zoche ladur b'Yerushalayim irakodesh tibana v'sikonein yichavin l'kayim mitzvot n'tilas lulav kol zayim b'safik yimid araisim yimid rabbanan. And if somebody gets to do that, then they should have kavana, that if it's daraisa, I'm doing the daraisa. But if it's not daraisa, you got to be careful because then it's paltosif. So you got to have kavana that whatever it is, it should be. Whether it's daraisa, whether it's drabanan. That's an important point of the Bikur Yaakov that flows from this issue. So point number one, relating to Yerushalayim, is that it is the spiritual center of Am Yisrael. But number two, it's also, and there is a tight connection between Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim. So we know, the Gemara in Megillah tells us that the order of Shmona Esrei is very specific. Refa'enu, then Baruch Aleinu, is based on Sukkim. And what does it say? Right after Binyan Yerushalayim. What do we daven? Samach David Avdecha. Right after Binyan Yerushalayim, we daven for David HaMelech, because that is a connection. There's also a beautiful Bach that explains a minhag or a halacha that we know. The rule is that the last line of every bracha usually has to sum up what that bracha was about. Reina v'anyin v'rivu Rabbeinu galidim el ha'shmecha ki goel chazagata bracha d'Hashem goel Yisrael. Rafein Hashem v'nei Rafei ki kel melech rofi neman brachmanata bracha d'Hashem rofei cholei mo Yisrael. The last line right before the baruch ato Hashem always sums up the bracha. Let's do Yerushalayim Mircha Barach Ben Tashav. So it's a bracha about Yerushalayim. What's the last line? V'chisei David Meheir L'socha Tachin. V'chisei David, Baruch Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. Asks the Velt, asks the Bach, how can we do that? It's a violation of this rule. That you have to repeat, you have to say the theme, right? We never thought about that. The next brach is David HaMelech, Asamach David. What are we mentioning David HaMelech in Yerushalayim for? It's a question of the Bach in Arachayim. He says, he has Sha'alni Shabtai Sagi Nahor. He says this question, and that's why some people, there are some in Hagen that switch the last two psukim. Some say the minhag agra, right? It's the last two phrases, right? They switch the last two lines right before Bonei Yerushalayim because of this problem. But the Bach says no problem, because David HaMelech is Yerushalayim. It's the same theme. Yes, you have another bracha afterwards, but it's the same theme, right? Just like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Sadi Zayin, Ezel Matbeah She Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, what does it say on the corner of Yerushalayim? On one side, David and Shlomo, on the other side, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. They're connected. Yerushalayim is the political center of Am Yisrael as well. And just maybe what captures this is even a halacha that has come up before. We know that the Mizbeach had a base on the north side and on the west side. But on the east side and on the south side, it only had a little yesod. Why? Why didn't it have a yesod going all the way around? Because we know, the Gemara tells us in Zachar Daf Sadi Zayin, that it was earlier, Nun Gimel, I think. Nun Gimel, Nun Dalet, around there. That Gemara in Zachar, Nun Gimel on the base. That the Gemara says that the border of Yehuda and Binyamin shot through the Beis HaMikdash. The entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin. And that is why that corner was cut off, because we didn't want any of the Mizbeach, based on an unkelus, we didn't want any of the Mizbeach in Yehuda. What's so tragic if part of it's in Yehuda? So the Marsha there says in Zvachim, because Yerushalayim is the center of spirituality and the center of the political center of David HaMelech. But you can't mix and merge them. The separation of church and state. There's Binyamin and there's Yehuda. They're both here in Yerushalayim. But you can't mix and merge them. So that's the beautiful Marsha there in Zvachim on Daf Nun Gimel. But all of this reflects and discusses the idea of Kedushas Yerushalayim, that it is both the spiritual center and the political center. Good. Maybe one or two final points relating to our issue. We didn't speak much about Pidyon, but again, that is obviously part of the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Maybe we'll talk more about that next time. But once we're talking about wine, just maybe one or two halachas that we have time for in terms of wine. Where else does wine and grapes come up? Outside of Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni comes up. Nazir obviously comes up. But just one halacha about Kiddush, which comes up all the time. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Basra that what type of wine do you have to use? There are many halachas, but just one line. The Gemara says, Ein omrim Kiddush hayom, ela al gayin haro'i linasech al gabei ha-mizbeach. For Kiddush, one has to use wine that is halachically able to be poured in the Mizbeach. And the Gemara goes through, what is that trying to exclude? And the Gemara ends up saying what it's excluding. The Rishonim there say, isn't it interesting that the Gemara does not say it's to exclude yayin mevushal, cooked wine? Is this a raya by omission that you're allowed to use yayin mevushal for Kiddush? So Tosfos says, it's not really a raya, but I agree with that halacha because there are other rayas. There's Yerushalmi's, there are other rayas. If you look at the Rambam, this is the Rambam that's well known. The Rambam paskins, you can't make Kiddush on Yayin Mevushal. That is the Rambam here in Hilchos Shabbos, Perach Haftes, Halacha Yud Dalid, says the Rambam, V'yesh mi shamatir Bechulu, here at the last halacha. Lo nemar yain arol nasek gabay mizbeach elo lahotzi yain sharecho ra. What's excluded? If it smells bad, o megula, or was left over out, o mevushal. The Raman paskins, you can't use Yain Mevushal for Kiddush. What do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Beis, Mekachin al Yain Mevushal, Val Yain Sheyesh Bo Dvash. V'yesh Omrim Sheyim Mekachin al Yain. Some say not, but it sounds like he paskins Mekel that is good. V'yaminog, says the Ramal, L'kadesh Olav Afilu Am Yesh Yain Acher, Rakshin Atov Kumo Mevushal. Mevushal's fine. So that's why the Minog Olam is to be Mekadesh on Mevushal, because you usually run into other problems. Problems of having a non-Jew touch the wine. So Mevushal solves those problems, and that is why the minhag is to use. Some people are makpid at the Seder night to use non-mevushal to be mekayim this Rambam, royal nasach al gabi amizbeach. But either way, that's an important halacha relating to wine, relating to tirosh, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with the third and final mitzvah in this group relating to the Isra of Edim Ha'isa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, and that is relating to Yitzhar. Okay, we'll stop here.